Welcome to Sunshine FM's Big Weekend. John's joining me. G'day, John. How you doing?
How you doing? Great, mate.
Right, here's what I want to talk about today. Now, I want to talk about fridges. All I know is that you get the esky and you put ice in it. But there's a lot more to it when you're caravanning, isn't there?
All right, we do have a little bit to get through then. I'll try and make it short and sweet. And without getting too involved in the age-old argument, what's better, a three-way fridge or a compressor fridge?
Okay, start from compressor fridge.
Compressor fridge is a straight 12-volt fridge. Now, they do work a lot better in your tropical climates, which is pretty much all the far north Queensland and across the equator.
Yep.
The van doesn't have to be level, so great for off-road usage. You don't have to jack the van up on one side and make sure it's perfect for it to work. So they'll keep your beer cold, Australia wide about it. The downside, though, you do have to power it.
Uh-huh.
So you need extra solar panels, you need extra batteries, and this is all extra weight and expense you're carrying around with you.
Okay.
It also becomes weather-reliant. If you have a couple of weeks of bad weather, well, essentially, you do have to go book into a caravan park. So you've got to factor all in that, yes, they're definitely far more efficient. There's no argument about it. But you are weather reliant, and that is going to cost you more for your initial setup.
And the three-way fridges?
The three-way fridges obviously opens your fuel source. So they'll run off 12 volt while you're traveling off your car, 240 volt when you're at a caravan park, or if you're free camping, gas. Now, they have improved out of sight from 20 years ago. When I first started in the industry, people would complain that they weren't very efficient, whereas now you can get them as a tropical climate class. So they're a different coil and they do work far more efficiently. The downside is you do have to have the van level. So you do have to use the leveling ramps and get it as close to spot on as possible. They don't have as high an ambient range as the compressor fridge. And obviously gas, you know, costs you money, although it is fairly cheap.
Mm-hmm.
1 9-kilo gas bottle run a 184-litre two-door fridge freezer around the clock for about 2.5 weeks. So it's not really that expensive.
Well, you've cleared that up for me, and I'm now going to throw the esky away.
Mate, whatever keeps the beer cold, it's all that matters.
Thanks, John. You have a good weekend.
Mate, you too.